All right. Are you sufficiently scared yet? Welcome back to Out of the Woods. Wrapping up our Halloween extravaganza, welcome to the third hour of the show. We're going to get a little bluegrassy here for you once again with a track from Newfound Road from their live CD, Live at the Down Home. This one's called Black Adder's Cove on Out of the Woods.
Tell you a secret that nobody knows. Something happened a long time ago. I dealt with the guilt all I could stand. It's left me tired and a broken old man. Way back in my youth, there lived a young girl. I love more than anything else in this world. I swore that one day she'd be my wife. We'd live a happy and wonderful life. Each night I would take her where we'd be alone. And we'd make love in Black Adder's Cove. Waited for months to ask her to wed. I worked and I worked and I worked till I bled. I built her a cabin with my own two hands to give as a gift when we made our plans. I picked her some flowers and took her to go. I gave her a ring and she took my soul. She told me she loved my brother instead. I lost all control, it ended her dead. And the rain it did pour and the wind it blew cold. As I dug her grave in Blackadder's Cove. Way back in the hills where nobody goes, I left her to ride in Black Adder's Cove. I'll tell you a secret that nobody knows. Her body's still laying in Black Adder's Cove.
Maybe they just didn't dig her grave all sanctified and holy. Maybe no one really cared about where she lay at all. Maybe she could rest in peace if she just had a marker. We might not all fear the night waiting for her call. Strange, ain't it strange, that they say she used to cure folks with a touch upon their shoulder. Say she used to know just when the rain was gonna fall. They say that she could tell your future if you had a nickel. Word was she was crazy, no one friended her at all. Strange, ain't it strange? Sometimes you can see her walk back in the woods and blue and white. Sometimes you can hear her talking in the middle of your dreams at night. vines have swallowed up her cabin in the hollow, while roses mark her footsteps where she still walks on the earth. She never had one single soul to show her love or comfort. Her mother died giving life, and her father cursed her birth. Strange, ain't it strange? The people used to call her names and point their bony fingers at some poor old mountain gal who never hurt a soul. She'd dance out in the moonlight with fireflies all around her, and I heard tell with her last breath she was praying for a song. Strange, ain't it strange? Sometimes you can see her walking deep back in the woods and blowing away. Sometimes you can hear her talking in the middle of your dreams.
Thank you. one day I'll make it back to that old room in the house to see if you're near. Perhaps you visited your folks on the coast, left a message with the girl in the mirror. Left a message with the girl in the mirror.
Grass on a sunny day, tiptoeing out between the plots, making peace with something ain't never gonna be okay. Go now, fill up the doorway, no matter how big the doorway.
From her CD, Staking Flags in the Valley. That was Go Now here on our Out of the Woods Halloween extravaganza. We also heard from Dana Sipos in there from her CD, Rolled Up the Night Sky, and Girl in the Mirror. Steve Spurgeon with Strange from his Solo Flight CD. And we started you off a gruesome one, Newfound Road and Black Adder's Cove from their CD, Live at the Down Home. All right, folks, we're going to kick into one right now and head out to sea. I was talking about my ancestry at the beginning of the show. I also have a lot of merchant sea captains in my past and the Calkard side. So I suppose one or two of them may have seen a few things they couldn't explain out there. So this is about the Selkies. This is Elaine Mahan from her Rise CD and the Selkie Bride on Out of the Woods.
Silver slipstream through dark water slides upon the shore, sheds her skin, those dark eyes shining, him they do implore. Lonely boy on the above her, spies are bathing there. Never has he seen such beauty. It's more than he can bear. He feels a touch of love undenied, breaking inside him like waves, scrambling down to the rocks way below. He fell within her gaze, into stairs with wonder, windows to the deep, wraps a shawl of wool around her and steals her skin. Tugging of love undenied, breaking inside him like waves, launching his skiff on the incoming tide. A strange was her gaze and unearthly her singing. Beneath the moon she would bathe. She feels the tugging of love and of ties breaking inside like waves. Today her young children found her silky hide in the attic, hid away. So she flew like the wind to claim her silky skin, fled straight free. against her will. Even so, she loves them still. But they'll wait in vain, and for them she will yearn. And then children, silver slips stream through dark waters.
As I drive hell beneath the sickle moon, scattering leaves in blood red hues, what tension shot me down this road, hell-bent so far that I almost broke. I had once in mind to drag my bow after hart and hind and stag and roe. If the shaft proved straight, my aim proved true, I would bring it all back home.
I am a Baghdad merchant with a strange tale to relate. Today I sent my trusted servant to buy supplies in the marketplace. He soon came back trembling, his face as white as ash. He gripped my hand in his hand, speaking as he held that grass. Master, just now in the market, I was jostled from behind. I turned, death stood before me, arms raised, eyes fixed on mine. Before death's arms could reach me, I fled back into the crowd. I need your help, kind master, lend me a horse right now. I'll ride north from the city, reach Samarra by tonight. Death will not find me up there, no time to lose, I must take flight. I helped my servant mount up, dug his spurs and off he rode. I walked down to the the market, spotted death in his dark room. Tell me why you've done this, threatened my servant as you did. Why did you raise your arms up as though he'd no more time to live? Death regarded me a moment. When he spoke, his voice was calm. It's true, I raised my arms up, but with no intent to harm. My surprise caused that gesture, such an unexpected sight. For my appointment with your servant is in Samara for tonight.
His tail, or maybe his head. Come make it right. Come shine a light down under the bed. Mommy, come quick. I saw a monster. Mommy, come back, leave the door open. I like to hear you watching TV. The sound from downstairs tells me you're there as I fall asleep. Mommy, come back, leave the door open. Hey, Mommy, last night I woke up, I heard yelling and crying. And I heard Daddy's voice, and you both sounded angry and mean. Hey, Mommy, what do you mean? It was just a bad dream.
Former guest of ours from his brand new CD, The Post-American Century, and Mommy Come Quick. Yeah. We heard from Richard Berman in there from his recent one, Your Home Now. and appointment in Samara. Jack Hardy in there, yes indeed. Going back to the Omens CD, which came out many years ago. I actually wrote a review of it when it first came out. And this past week, I suddenly got an email from Mike Laureano, who also has a new CD out. But he found my old review out there and said he liked it. And next thing I know, I got Tom Duvall shooting me emails too, who is also on that Jack Hardy recording, playing the electric guitar. They were playing electric guitar and bass, respectively. And Kate McLeod, former guest of ours, is also on that one. She was playing fiddle and also on the CD. Dave Anthony on drums. And, of course, Jack Hardy in there. We heard Arrow. So, it was great to hear from those guys. Elaine Mahan started off the set from the Rise CD. We heard The Selkie Bride. All right, well, we have a couple more sets to our Halloween extravaganza this week here on Out of the Woods, so we're going to get right into it, but we do have a quick break to take. We'll be right back after this.